Blog Talk Radio.
Most gracious Father, we thank you for another day that you have blessed us to rise and to shine and to give you the glory. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your provisions. We thank you for your help. We thank you for sitting high and for looking low. We bless your name, Father. As we rise and shine on this morning, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. We embrace the gifts of a brand new day. We thank you for your faithfulness unto us, Father. New mercies we see every morning. Thank you, Father. Father, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that the enemy has set up to come against us this morning as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and declare and declare and decree that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. We thank you for our listening audience on this morning. We thank you for the power of your word. We thank you for your purposes. Father, in all things do we give you praise. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for being our Heavenly Father. Thank you for being such a good Father. We honor you. We reverence you today and forever. So, Father, we thank you for blessing our services on today. We thank you for blessing our lives and our destiny as we walk in faith, as we walk in obedience, and as we walk in love. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning to you. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ as Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you for being here with us on this morning. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth of the mouth of God. We ask that you will please enjoy. Amen. And please continue to come back. Amen. And feel free to bring somebody else with you. Amen. And amen. And amen. Prayer power, prayer power, prayer power. Amen. Indeed. Amen. There is power in prayer. And as we have witnessed in our own lives, when we focus on prayer, our power automatically increases. Our power with God. And there is nothing more beautiful and nothing more dangerous, amen, than a man or woman who has power with God. And that power is established through a prayer life. We spoke a little bit earlier, a few days ago, amen, in our ongoing series on intercession. One of our dear evangelist Denise and some others, they came and talked a little bit about prayer intercession, and they did a very good job in breaking that down. Intercession, beloved, is when we stand in the gap for an individual, or maybe the Lord will have you to stand in the gap for a family, for a church, for an organization, standing in the gap for a city, a nation, or even a continent. Standing in the gap. And we read in the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 22, verse number 30, and it says, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none." Wow, 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 wow. Amen. And this is a good anchor scripture, beloved, for an intercessor. God is looking for intercessors. He is looking, amen, for men and women who will be selfless enough, caring enough, loving enough, sacrificial, you're making sacrifices. You know what I mean? Just sold out for the will of God, for the glory of God. Not just concerned about their personal prayers being answered. See, not just their families, but standing in the gap for other families. See, not just their communities, but standing in the gap for other communities. But God said he searched, but could not find one. And so, beloved, when we look at this scripture here in the book of Ezekiel 22, it shows us that the ministry of intercession is a very high calling, and it requires many qualities. In order to be a prayer intercessor, a real intercessor, a God-ordained intercessor, an intercessor, amen, that God can count on and God is proud of, beloved, we see through the word that it requires a person to be selfless. It requires commitment. It requires dedication. It requires persistence. It requires courage. And it requires boldness, among many other qualities. But those are the ones that stand out. See? Also, amen, you have to have a passion to see the plans of God manifest, a passion to see the purposes of God manifest. Prayer intercession, prayer power. Amen. That moves God. I ask that you to turn with me and let's look at a scripture this morning. Amen. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 18. In Genesis, chapter number 18, we will find the prayer of Abraham. See? And this prayer here, beloved, glory be to God, is a model prayer for every intercessor. Not every other intercessor, not the young intercessors, the old intercessors. No, this is the model prayer for every prayer intercessor. So read with me or jot the scripture down so you can go back to it after our service and meditate on it. And you can find it in Genesis chapter number 18, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 17. And it reads as thus, "And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, Will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Preadventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Will you also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are there? That it be far from thee to do this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked? That be far from thee, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Preadventure, there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Will thou destroy all of the city for lack of 5? And he said, If I find 45, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, Preadventure, there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Preadventure, there shall be 30 found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30. And he said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Preadventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Preadventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way. As soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and returned unto his place. My God. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God, beloved. And we see here how Abraham, amen, with his conversation with the Lord, hallelujah, serving as an intercessor for the nation. He started out with 50. Abraham said, okay, well, 50 is a high number. And he kept chopping God down, all right, from chopping 5 off at a time. What if you find 45 people? Excuse me, Lord, what about 40? Then he dropped it down to 35. Then he dropped it down, down as he got to 30, he said later for the 5s. Then he skipped by 10. He went from 30 to 20 to 10. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Oh, and the Lord said he would do it. Beloved, amen. When this is a good scripture for us to meditate on when we think about prayer power, when we think about the power of prayer, the power of the intercessor. This is a wonderful scripture for the example of the intercessor. Glory be to God. Because, beloved, we see here where God came to Abraham to reveal his plan of destruction for Sodom and Gomorrah. God was going to wipe them out. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. Because we forget about the judgment of God. God is justice. God has to judge sin. See? But what did Abraham do as an intercessor? He began to plead with God for them to say, that's what an intercessor does. An intercessor pleads. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, there was already a very strong relationship between Abraham and God. And this relationship gave Abraham the authority to bargain with God. And to negotiate with God in prayer. as we have already seen, when through the life of Moses and through the life of Daniel, amen, and others that we may be talking about in our ongoing series, that these men had power to negotiate with God through prayer. Beloved, God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. If Moses could negotiate with God, if Daniel could negotiate with God, and here we see in the word this morning that Abraham negotiated with God in the prayer, in the form of a prayer. Beloved, prayer has power. But we will never know that type of intimacy. We will never know it unless we develop a prayer life. Hallelujah, that keeps us connected to the vine, keeps us connected to the source. As we will continue, amen, glory be to God, in our outline, glory be to God, we will find out, amen, that there's different forms of prayer. We've already touched on it a little bit, one of the forms of prayer. We talked a little bit about it in our Wednesday night Bible study, and there's much more we have to say to it. About it, about abiding in him. When we abide in him, that is the key to answer prayer. That's where most Christians are missing it, because they do not have that abiding factor. You abide in me and my words abide in you. But we will also see, beloved, amen, that we have the prayer of faith. We have corporate prayer. And we have the prayer of agreement. See? So we have those other three prayers, amen, that we're not going to talk about today because of time, but we have to talk about the prayer of faith, glory be to God, hallelujah, that brings in our salvation, corporate prayer, which is a blessing, and also the prayer of agreement. So, beloved, there's different types of prayers. Glory be to God, hallelujah. But, beloved, when we read this scripture here with Abraham bargaining with God, now you can see why constant prayer, earnest prayer, and in particular, intercessory prayer, it is not only recommended to us as Christians, beloved, it is essential. It is essential to preempt. It is essential to end earthly suffering. It is essential to bring about a new blessing. The intercessor has enormous power. That's why the devil picking on you. That's why he's trying to aggravate you. That's why he's trying to get you weary. That's why he's trying to get you to quit. Huh? That's why he's trying to get you to throw in the towel. That's why he wants you doing everything else. Amen. Because of the enormous power that you have with God. Glory be to God. Jeremiah chapter 27, verse 18 reads this. But if they be prophets, and if the word of the Lord be with them, let them not make intercession to the Lord of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord and in the house of the king of Judah and at Jerusalem go not to Babylon. Glory be to God. Beloved, we see here, amen, Jeremiah declared that the prophets of Judah had the power to overturn the judgment of God if they would only intercede. God waits, beloved, to show us mercy if only we would lift up prayer. Prayer, 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 prayer. And in so many other scriptures, amen, that I could share with you on this morning, glory be to God. But beloved, be it known that the role of the intercessor, the prayer intercessor, to initiate that prayer power, that power with God, amen, is to our job is more than just, you know, taking somebody's prayer request. and praying. It is that, but it's more than that. See, so we can go deeper. We started out this year, amen, talking about going deeper with the Lord. The role of the intercessor is to appease the wrath of God and plead for mercy and avert his judgment. And beloved, this is why the Bible tells us in Hebrews 7:25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. See, you see, beloved, hear me well. God is a just God. And because God is a just God, God must punish wrong. So God needs an intercessor to plead with him to show mercy instead of punishing wrong. We should always believe and pray that mercy will triumph over judgment for the righteous. We must also learn to pray, and we must execute the judgment written over the wicked and the powers of darkness. And beloved, it is in the power of the righteous to execute God's plan for the wicked. God needs your prayer. I believe our sister came and shared that with us yesterday. God needs you to pray. He's counting on you to pray. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are praying that God's mercy will be averted. Otherwise, but let me tell you, beloved, otherwise the sinners would have dropped. They all were sinners would have dropped, been dead by now. God must punish sin. But it's because of the intercessors that God is showing a little bit more mercy. It's because of the prayers of the intercessors that God is taking this thing another day, another season. It's the prayers of the intercessors that God hasn't electrocuted them or given them a heart attack or they haven't dropped dead. It's the prayers of the intercessors. You think God don't see the sin around us and the bloodshed and killing folks and raping babies and taking advantage of senior citizens and robbing folks? You think God don't see the wickedness going on around us like he saw it in Sodom and Gomorrah? You think God don't see it? God could have took everybody out by now. But it's the prayers of the intercessors. When God is hanging in there, glory be to God, giving that person another day, another opportunity, another chance to turn to Jesus. It is not God's will to send everybody to hell. Because if that was the case, we would be in the number. Because we were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We are saved today and serving God today because of some intercessor who prayed for us. Otherwise, we would have been cut down in our foolishness. But it was the mercies of God, the goodness of God that drew us to repentance because somebody prayed. And now we have an obligation to do the same. You can't send all your neighbors to hell. You got to pray for them. You can't send everybody that aggravates you to hell. You got to pray for them. Pray that God will have mercy. Glory be to God. Yes, it breaks our heart when we, glory be to God, turn on the news. You're halfway scared to turn on the news every day. You turn it on. You see the wickedness that's going on. But, beloved, I'm going to tell you something that may shock you. Yes, what they did was wrong. Yes, we pray for the families that's hurting and grieving because of the loss of a loved one and somebody's foolishness. But I'm going to take it one step deeper. That person that pulled out that rifle and killed all them innocent people, guess what? God loves them too. No, she didn't. Yes, I did, because it's true. God wants them saved too. God just don't want the good folks saved. Glory, because there is no good folks. None of us are righteous. Excuse me? What goodness you talking about? Your goodness or God's goodness? Everybody that's incarcerated, guess what? God wants every one of them saved. I know you're ready to give them the electric chair, and some of them might get the electric chair. They might go to heaven fried and die. You hear what I'm saying? But God still loves them. Beloved, Jesus died for everybody. Not just for the good folks, because there is no good folks. Our righteousness is as filthy rags, and we are in trouble when we get to a place in God, when we get to a place where we think we're better than the rest. Oh, that's a terrible place to be. You better than the drug addict over there. You better than the prostitute. You better than the sinner. You ain't better than nobody, because God loves them just as much as he loves you. This is why he tells us to love our enemies. This is why he tells us to pray for them. Pray for those who pray. Pray. What would Jesus do? All right, well, let's take a little bit deeper. What did Jesus do? They took him before Pilate. Y'all know the story. Pulling the hair off his face. Huh? As a lamb before the slaughter? Unrecognizable? Excuse me? And Jesus, amen, and all that pain, excruciating pain that we don't even imagine. Father, forgive them. Woo! You mean you're going to intercede even up to your dying breath? David, we talking about real love up in here. David, we talking about real love. We can finish this prayer session. We might have to go back and visit love and take love a little bit deeper, because it's giving us a different perspective now on what real love is. Prayer intercessor, beloved. Listen to me as I close. Listen to me, world. Listen to me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God wants us to pray for the lost. I know you're praying for your money to come in, and the money going to come. Keep paying your tithes and offering, the money going to come. I know you're praying for your healing. Okay, keep praying, because God wants you to be healed. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Keep praying for what you're praying for, okay? But listen to me, because a lot of us, we omit this. We pray for 2 hours, and we have not prayed for the loss. You don't pray for 2 hours, bragging on your 2 hours worth of prayer. I was in prayer for 2 hours a day. And when God replayed the tape recorder, you found out you did not call the loss. Beloved, we have an obligation to win the loss at any cost. And God wants us to pray for the lost and to call them to repentance. This is the assignment of the intercessor. In case you didn't know, you're standing in the gap. Abraham stood in the gap because he was an intercessor. You stand in the gap for the lost. Starting right there in your own home, the house you live in, your neighbors, your community, your city, the lost on the other side of the world, on the other side of the continent. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's our job, beloved. You cannot be both an accuser of the brethren and an intercessor at the same time. How are you going to serve as an intercessor and you too busy serving as an accuser? Yeah, well, they ought to be shaming themselves. Excuse me. Yeah, they ought to be shaming themselves. But what about you? Well, what about the days? Come on now. And if we tell the truth, all of us, we're not fully delivered yet. It's easy to look at people's faults. It's easy to pick out on people's sin. Because everybody got something going on with them. Everybody got an issue. Even you. It's easy to sit back, amen, and talk about what they could have did, should have did. Is that solving the problem? What about if we took that time and energy and interceded for that individual, interceded for that situation, and asked God's mercy, pleaded with God because of the power that we have with God, that power that has been built and maintained and growing because of the abiding factor. Because we abide with God, we have power with God, we can make a request with God and plead with God. God, please have mercy on them. God, what they did was wrong. God, give them the will to be saved. God, give them the will to see themselves the way that you see them. God, please. What was the opening scripture? Let's go back. Huh? Ezekiel 22 and 30. Write it down. I'm going to read it one more time in your hearing. For I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. I found none. Beloved, can God count on you? Can God count on you? I know it's easier said than done, because most of us, you know, we just, you know, me. Let me get my prayers answered first, Pastor, then I'll talk to you about interceding for somebody else. Let me see what I can get for myself. Let me rack some stuff in. Well, Pastor, I don't know if I could be that committed now. I mean, come on, because these folks here, you know, they just got the devils in them. I don't know if I could be that dedicated, Pastor, because, you know, I don't know if I could be that persistent. I mean, I could do it every now and then, but, Pastor, I can't pray like this on a regular. But these knucklehead folks frustrate me, got my blood pressure high. Huh? Beloved, Luke 10 and 2 says this, the harvest is indeed is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he send forth laborers into his harvest. Are you a laborer? So I was talking to an Uber driver last week, week before, whenever, and we, you know, I always look for an opportunity to bring up the Lord. And I told her that, you know, I was a pastor, and she said, oh, that's the most rewarding job in the universe, in the world. And she was right. Beloved, when you work for God, see, we talk about working, punching the clock, somebody's clock, 9 to 5, you know. And look, let me tell you something. All that's good, but when you work for God, you working. And not only that, God gonna pay you. The reapers earn wages, the Bible tells us. God is looking for laborers, but we don't want to work for God. Well, let me see if you know McDonald's hiring. Let me go over here to Macy's and get me a part-time job. But the Lord is looking for laborers, those who would intercede. You don't even have to leave your house. Don't even have to get dressed up. You could work with your pajamas on. He also tells us in James chapter 5, verse 19, he says, brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death, cover a multitude of sins. That's God's agenda. Not for you to send that sinner to hell. That's not God's agenda, beloved. That's your agenda when they make you mad and you don't care no more. And if that's where they want to go, that's where they want to go. But that's not God's agenda. God's agenda is that person would turn back. That's God's agenda. And let that person know, he says here, that whoever, me and you, the prayer intercessor, if we're able to turn that sinner from the error of their ways, if we're and we will be able to save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. God wants to cover a multitude of sins by the mercies of God, by the blood of Jesus, and save a soul from death. Because God does not want it. Hell was not made for man. Hell was made for Satan and Satan's angels, beloved. It was not made for man. And God, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. Jesus, and I want you to do your own research, you Bible students. Jesus taught more on hell than he did on heaven. Wow, what? That's right. Do your own research. Jesus taught more about hell than he did about heaven. Why would Jesus do that? Good question. Hell is so terrible. Hell is so gruesome. Hell is eternal that Jesus didn't want nobody going there. Nobody. God don't want nobody to go there. He don't want nobody to go there. Y'all remember, I can't think of the lady's name now, out of California, and I can't think of the name, but y'all know the story. Anyway, she was responsible, amen, for, I think they killed about 20 people, executed about 20 people, her and this demon-possessed guy, okay? Might have been over 20 people, 25. They was ripping, killing the women that was pregnant and, you know what I mean, stabbing up, taking the baby out the stomach and killing up the baby. Just real gruesome stuff. Gruesome. Okay? Got caught, went to prison. In prison, gave her life to Christ. Genuinely say, not because, you know, she was, you know, trying to play on somebody's, you know, emotion. Genuinely say, because of the consequences of her sin, which a lot of preachers don't preach on, she was still executed. They gave her the electric chair because that was the consequences of her sin. See, the choice is yours, but the consequences belong to God. Now, God forgave her. She repented. But she still got the electric chair. So she went to heaven fried. Beloved, hear me well. There is no sin that you can commit that God will not forgive you for when you are genuinely, amen, sincere. The only sin that God will not forgive you for is the sin of blasphemy. And guess what? If you blaspheme God and didn't know you was blaspheme God, even that is exempt. God will not even hold that against you. Because God don't want you to go to hell. Now, the 25 people that she killed, if they wasn't saved, now, see, this is the mystery of God. I don't try to figure it out. I just praise God. Now, she killed 25 people, gruesome murders. If those 25 people was not saved when they died, those 25 people went to hell. She killed 25 and she got saved. Ah, my God. I ain't going to figure it out. Just take advantage of it. It is not God's will for anybody to go to hell. Stop sending people to hell. And start praying for them. Pray that the hell will come out of them. Pray the hell out of some people. If you are a real prayer intercessor. Amen. And amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we say thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not out of words. Amen. Hallelujah. But I am out of time. Beloved, hear me. Hear me. Hear me. Hear me. Prayer power. Prayer power. God, y'all always hear me say that nothing leaves heaven to some.
Okay, for all of you that still need, give me a minute. I'm trying to give me a minute. The electricity went out. I'm trying to work this out. Give me 1 second. I was closing anyway, but just give me 1 second. I'm trying to pull everybody in. The electricity knocked everything off.
I don't know, sir. I don't know, sir. I don't know, sir. I don't know, sir.